Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning, everybody.
There it is.
How we doing? Happy Wednesday.
Is it?
A little hump day. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
You know what? I think
it's not the worst in the world.
I think this is a perfect little thing. I'm glad you brought up Hump Day. Maybe I should just play the Humpty Dance.
The Humpty Dance?
Knowing that two people sitting around us right now don't know what that song is. Do you know what the Humpty Dance is?
I have a vague idea of the Humpty Dance. There we go. Okay, I did know what it was. There we go. So yeah, happy Wednesday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Of course, it is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. The Bills do not do anything at the trade deadline. They did not make it a boring day. We'll get to that as the morning rolls along. And the Sabres lose again in overtime. They keep picking up points, but when they play 3-on-3, it's not a great watch.
I have mixed reactions about that so bad.
We'll get to that as we roll along here. Sal Capaccio is going to jump on at 10:30. We'll have him for 10:30 to 11 as well, so we'll get all of the nitty-gritty on what's to come for the injury report and everything for the Bills, and then also what we saw yesterday, which was the Bills really didn't do anything. They do move the Taron Johnson money to next year. They open up some cap space. And then there really, I would say, weren't really many rumblings. There was a little bit there with Curtis Samuel and Von Miller for Washington. They might go do that. Mm-hmm. That was like the last hour of the deadline.
Right.
I know afterwards was a little bit of Calvin Ridley stuff. But ultimately, they stand pat, which, to be perfectly honest, I'm not furious. I'm not ready to, you know, throw everything out a window. I am a little surprised with just all the injuries on defense. Wide receiver was the desire and the dream. Defense made a lot of sense just due to personnel and guys that have picked up injuries. I am a little surprised they didn't do anything.
I thought yesterday my dream target was more or less Calais Campbell,
mm-hmm.
and I was curious to see what would happen about that because he is that type of player. He plays D-tackle. He can play D-end. You know, he gives you a little bit of that versatility that Hoyt had for you before his injury. But like you, I'm surprised there is nothing. Wasn't surprised about receiver at all. I was ready for that dream to be dead while we were talking about this yesterday. And then they send out the Everybody Eats tweet.
Yeah, Manja Manja tweet, yeah.
Which we didn't see near the end of our show. And it made so much sense. But at the same time, yeah, that would have just further solidified my stance on, no, they're not trading for a wide receiver. They were never trading for a wide receiver. You will get Gabe Davis and you will like it.
It looks to be the way they're going.
But it was defensive line that I was surprised nothing did happen. And you know what would have been cool? If the Jets weren't in our division.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just was having so many emotions about the Jets.
My God.
As somebody that is a draft junkie, love what the Jets did yesterday. I know the joke will be the last time they had all of these picks, they got guys like Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams in the draft. I know. But they botched the quarterback. They botched the head coach. You've got to start over. But they've got three firsts in 27, and they've got two firsts and 2 seconds in 26. Like, that's just cool if you're a Jets fan in a bad season, in just a disaster wasteland. That's cool. But as I'm watching Sauce Gardner go for two firsts to Indy, and then Quinnen Williams leaves for a first and a second to Dallas, I'm like, Garrett Wilson, let's get after it. Let's go. And it's just, you have to have the reminder of what they're asking for is probably a first and more. And then you add in the fact that you're in the division. They're going to probably hope this is a quick turnaround with all of that high-end draft capital they're going to get. They're not looking at you as, whatever, by the time we get good, Allen's retired. No, they're probably looking at you as, we'll be good in 2 years to get them. Why would we give them a 25-year-old receiver that we do like?
And that's the shame in it. Why couldn't it have been another team imploding that wasn't in the Bills division? Because we saw, like, a lot of us saw the report yesterday about how, yeah, the Jets were not entertaining any calls from division rivals. So that would mean that the Bills and Patriots probably were thinking about acquiring, and then the Jets said, no. Why are we helping you?
Get away. Block
Step
this
off.
Lose this number.
Lose this number. Step off. Impolitely.
with like levels of disrespect meant. Yeah.
Yes. So that's the real shame in all of it is, man, I wish it was just a team that wasn't in the division that was imploding on itself and having a fire sale. Because, yeah, no, like nothing would have told me. I even said it yesterday because Jalen Waddle was brought up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
But that was the exact conversation, was Miami going to do that? No.
No. Miami's not going to look at the team that's been punching them in the face for 6 years and go, okay, you could have them.
And then we'll play each other on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's where the only like cool thought for me was, could you, like, you just would stay in Miami. But no, they don't do anything.
Not a singular chance in hell.
Yeah.
The Jets are going to do the same thing. No, you've been lording over us for the last 6 years. Step off. Get out.
I just wish they could have made any deal with New Orleans, I think, especially. New Orleans, I went into yesterday thinking they need to kind of do, not to the extent that the Jets did, where they just all of the picks. I mean, they had the higher-end talent, let's be honest here. But I thought New Orleans would really go into it and just try to get as much talent as they could. They are not a well-built roster at the moment. And so just try to get as much draft pick, as much draft capital as they could. It's Shahid and Trevor Penning. That's who they move off
and
of.
And Penning, I was a little surprised he even got traded in the first place. Well, mostly because I don't
Chargers,
think he's
Yeah, it's Chargers' good. Desperation of Alt and Slater are out for the rest of the year. So it's like, we need somebody.
Mostly because I
bad
think
the
that guy's bad.
Yeah, well, he's not good. But and, so they do that, but Olave stays. Carl Granderson, who I was kind of starting to look at yesterday just because 28.
Right.
You know, he's very good in the beginning of the year. Maybe there's something there. I know Von Miller was kind of the same thing for Washington, having 4 sacks in 6 games. Maybe there's something there.
I got a little bit nervous about Washington yesterday.
The Deebo Samuel stuff, too?
The Deebo Samuel stuff, but also Von Miller, because, again, it turns into the joke of the year, reloading itself. If you're in Brandon Bean's contact list, you're never leaving.
Yeah.
Like, that joke would have been reloaded for everybody. And even now, a lesser extent, who are the players that they're working out? Kingsley Jonathan, Casey Tuhill. Okay.
And yeah.
I do think it is different for practice squad players versus, you know, reacquiring Von Miller in a trade. I think there's a different level of potential outrage on that sort of thing.
So following the Bills not doing anything at the trade deadline, and I mentioned yesterday, and I do still stand with this, you add in yesterday not doing anything, you add in the Michael Hoyt injury. This is where I said. It took pretty much all the wind out of my sails from the Kansas City win.
And
I'm not saying they're a bad team, But all of the, all right, that's your best game. Like, let's go. I don't even finish the game in the super happiest mood because Hoyt goes down. And then you add in, they don't do anything at the trade deadline. I will tell you, going into this weekend where they probably should beat up Miami, it probably should be a win. They go to 7-2. It's not that I think they're not a Super Bowl caliber team. Vegas would tell you they still are. I'm still waiting to see an elite team in the AFC really establish itself because, look, I know Indy did what they did. They also got bullied by Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh proved you get out on the, you get a jump on them early. They
don't respond well.
They cannot win outside of the script that they set up, which is we're going to run the ball on you, and Daniel Jones will make timely plays, and we're going to let our defense suffocate the rest of the way.
And so I'm still waiting for that elite team to arrive. I think they match up beautifully against Kansas City. You see that time and time again in the regular season. It doesn't hit in the postseason, I know, but there's a reason why they keep beating them in the regular season. They do match up well with them.
It is the one team that consistently beats Kansas City in some sort of capacity every year.
But, man, it's just it you can pound the Hoyt injury with not doing anything yesterday. I am just kind of sitting here going, like, it just, like, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, really? Okay. And again, it didn't need to be a major move. I don't think Carl Granderson's going to all of a sudden have a bunch of people going, well, now they're winning the Super Bowl. But it was just, okay, you picked him an injury. You pivoted. You know, now, all right, we've got to go here. Now I'm starting to look like, okay, is Salmon going to take up a much bigger role with Hoyt down? I know he played quite a bit towards the end of the Kansas City game. Are we going to get anything from Landon Jackson? Or is that redshirt year going to continue?
Quite frankly, it is going to look like one of the most infuriating picks that they've had in a while if Landon Jackson doesn't see the field after this. That's the thing. Like, if he doesn't do much when he's on the field, it's one thing, I guess. It's still probably just as infuriating now that I think about it. But if he's still a game day inactive with all the injuries that have happened on the defensive line, that's a bad use of a pick. Not necessarily on the player, on the GM thinking that, oh, you have a chance to do an investment pick in the third round of a stacked defensive draft class. So it's either you misdiagnosed the caliber of player that Landon Jackson is, or you invested a pick to have a redshirt year in the third round.
And the Bills have done this before. Epinesa kind of is like both famous and infamously a redshirt year, his rookie year. He's kind of developed into a pretty darn good player. He's up there with the pressure rates this year. The edge rushers for the Bills have been really good, most stats-wise would tell you, all year. Terrell Bernard also was this as well. So it has worked for them. But in the window they're in, it is also incredibly infuriating that one of their top three players – you kind of just know he's not going to be on the field. Or at least the Bills seem to have an understanding he just won't be on the field.
And that just seems like a weird – it just seems weird. That's all. At this point for me, like, you need to see him on the field because he needs to get some kind of reps under him if he's going to be able to develop, right? That's probably what I would be thinking on this sort of thing. I don't know. It's a little baffling to me. But when it comes to what you said about taking the wind out of your sails, I don't know if that's the same thing happening for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as aggravated about the lack of a trade deadline acquisition. I'm still a little surprised there was no defensive addition. I also gave up on it when I learned of what little cap space the Bills had initially before a couple days ago. And while most of your contracts are paid out or they're already halfway paid through, prorated, so you could make trades and acquire players, I still looked at it as there's still not a great opportunity there. Then they move some cap around. I'm like, okay. So they clearly are showing they want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. And then they didn't. So it was more or less, I guess it was a failure. It was not an unwillingness to do it. It was just the execution wasn't there. Or the price was something that they ultimately were not willing to pay. And that's how it ends. But you don't move that money around just to sit on your hands. That's just not true. So that's the one part we can absolutely check off is Brandon Bean did not say that he was completely satisfied with the roster in its entirety. You don't move that money around without thinking of adding somebody. So it is not out of a lack of trying. And that much I will commend. But I'm also not all that peeved about it either. Again, because I resigned myself to this. Because it was going to be tough with the cap gymnastics that they already had to do. This team also, their biggest problem, other than the fact that they keep adding injuries to a defense that has not deserved it at all, is it's those guys on the defensive side of the ball that got extensions need to be better. Rousseau has been kind of getting back to it.
It seems like he's coming along.
He has smoothed out the edge presence
as a whole, yeah.
He has smoothed out the start of his season where he was almost on a milk carton. Benford has not been the same player as pre-extension. Terrell Bernard looks lost out there. I don't know what you're doing with that all of a sudden. He looks lost in pass coverage, which is usually his biggest benefit for you. He's part of the missed tackle issues. As a matter of fact, what was it, last week we're hearing rumblings about maybe he's getting benched after an extension? That would seem deadly for a defense with championship aspirations, right? It has to do with the fact that, as of right now, the extensions that you handed out that weren't...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
James Cook, they've all kind of had some disappointing returns on a varying degree. Khalil Shakir, Jeremy pointed it out. He has, what, 45 air yards on his 38 catches or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how did Jeremy describe him? He's a running back.
It's like, and that one's not anything that he can necessarily do to fix it. That's play calling. It's play calling, and it's, you know, what routes are you being told to run? Okay. I can't really do much there. Cook obviously has been the slam dunk of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? I've got Benford not playing up to his usual standard. I've got Rousseau kind of fixing it right now. I'm kind of getting a little bit more of the positive results from Gregory Rousseau. Good. Because at the start of the year, he was probably the biggest disappointment. And again, Terrell Bernard. That extension is currently, the way he's been playing this year, that's ghastly. It's almost a horrifying extension at this point, that if he keeps playing like this, people are going to be looking for, okay, where's the first out on the contract?
Yeah, you're going to get the uncomfortable conversation of, all right, when can we get out? When can we get out of this?
So he has to play better, a lot better, and I'm pretty sure he knows it.
We will see. They are into the second half of the year. To be fair on the defense, they've had maybe their two best performances in back-to-back weeks off the bye. Maybe that's McDermott calling plays. Maybe it's just better players are available now. The athletes are there. I mean, they've kind of changed up the safety room with Poyer and Hancock kind of balancing that act. Max Harrison being in. So we'll see. I mean, also along with that, you know, we mentioned Landon Jackson, but TJ Sanders. Hopefully he comes back healthy, and if he does and they start to see real returns for a second-round pick that they traded up for.
That will help.
That will help, yeah.
It might just have to do with you do believe that there is more meat on the bone with the roster that you have, and they're not playing up to the potential that they should.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you didn't overpay for an acquisition. There's a difference between sitting on your hands and not wanting to overpay. And I think that's what the Bills did here. You move the cap around to prepare yourself for an addition. Remember the joke that we said yesterday about the Jacoby Myers one? Ring, 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 ring. Hi, this is Raiders.
Right.
What's the price for Jacoby Myers? I want a third. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Like, we're done.
That could be what the conversation was.
Absolutely. Absolutely good. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio coming up in just over 10 minutes. We'll have him for about a half hour today as Bills get back to work. And also we kind of break down the trade deadline that was. Bills don't do anything. Jets do a ton, moving out a lot of their, you know, kind of star players in Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. They do keep Garrett Wilson, though, and Breece Hall. So it's not a full teardown for them, but they get a lot of draft capital over the next 2 years. Let's go to the phones, though, and we'll start off today with Ray on the lane. Ray, how are we doing today, man?
Hi, guys. Good. You know, I didn't expect the Bills to do anything, and if they did, how impactful could it be? They didn't have the room. So
right.
In my mind, I'm playing Jedi mind tricks with myself, saying, you know what? Oliver has been gone most of the season. Palmer's been gone a little less than half. You know, if we would have got wide receivers, you know, what would have been their level? Somebody like a Jordan Palmer level or a Gabe Davis? Well, we have those guys. So if Palmer can even live up to what he was supposed to, you know, Oliver and Daquan Jones and Sanders, you know, those are our acquisitions. The hope is that they just, you know, fill in. So to me, we have what we wanted. They just, you know, and I'll be honest, I'm expecting a Joey Bosa injury from the pattern of it.
It's the one everyone expected. It somehow hasn't shown up.
So going back to the beginning of the year, if we would have said we were 6-2 and two of those wins were against Baltimore and Kansas City, I'll take it. So what's the cost of all this? What, a loss against Atlanta that's disappointing? Yes. But you know what? We got the conference wins. We put a nail in the almost another nail in the coffin of Kansas City, because I'm still a proud Buffalo 1990s guy. I don't want them to even come close to, you know, tying the four Super Bowls in a row. I love that if it comes down to a tiebreaker, we're the ones that put an end to it, the ones that hold that streak. But I think we have the guys on a roster. What else can we do? You know, but here's the big thing. If Bean does not address wide receiver next year, that's the real. He should have done it this year, but after going through this year, if he doesn't address it, that's the crime right there, somehow, some way.
Ray, thanks for the call.
Ray, we're going to find out together.
And that's the thing, too. I mean, but also going into next year, I mean, they've got two of their starting offensive linemen in contract years with McGovern and Edwards. Linebacker absolutely is going to be a need. You already mentioned Bernard, but Milano, probably done. Dorian Williams hasn't ascended to just flat out overtaking Milano. So linebacker will probably be up there. And yeah, I agree wide receiver, because I think you're not getting anything out of Keon Coleman outside of really good blocking, which is absolutely a good thing. I'm not saying it's not. That's kind of all you're getting. We'll see if maybe in the second half of the year Palmer starts to ascend. There was a little bit of that in the Atlanta game before he gets hurt. Maybe they start using Dalton Kincaid more. He is, I think, their best receiving weapon. I'd like to see him use more, but also, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If they get that running game going and the play action gets going, very, very few teams can stop them.
It becomes deadly at a point, and that's where it can get fun. And something that Ray said, though, also about, like, you're 6-2, you beat Kansas City, Baltimore, and at the start of the year, we probably all hammer that deal.
Don't even tell me anything else. Just say you're 6-2 and you beat Baltimore and Kansas City. Great, fantastic.
They're like, okay, there's a couple games that we drop in there, but who cares? And ready? The first guess is probably Atlanta.
Actually, yeah, because it has somewhat become a yearly thing where they will drop that ridiculous game. You hope it winds up in the NFC. It does. The problem is, though, just the loss every year becomes more and more baffling when they lose that one game. The Urban Meyer-Jacksonville game kind of being the pinnacle of it.
Yes, but again, to Ray's point on that, that is something that is still good. And I do like a lot of the points that he made here. Also, the one of what's it really going to be worth at this point when it comes to acquiring players that might be just guys. Mm-hmm. That's why wide receiver was outside of Olave, and New Orleans clearly looked like they didn't have any intention of that because you heard nothing about him.
No, if anything, they really tried to squash it multiple times. I said Shaheed just because I think he could open up the offense more. Shaheed, he may not do much statistically, but he could open it up.
Shaheed does a lot of what the rest of these guys can do anyway, and that's more of the same. Jacoby Myers, I'm not impressed with him as an acquisition for the Bills. They have a lot of guys that can do what he does. Wow, I can speak English.
I do what he do. That's fine.
And that's really where I'm at. Is again, they set themselves up to prepare for an acquisition, but then they decided we're not going to overpay for one. And
a lot of deals yesterday were multiple picks. And I think that is a hard sell for a team that is going to maybe have to do a little bit of roster turnover, especially on the offensive line.
And especially with youth. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that you have that. Like you said multiple times now, like it sounds terrible to say it like this, but yeah, you want the cheaper labor infused into a lineup. That's where it's going to be valuable for them. Mm-hmm. So, again, Ray, you hit on a lot of good points there, and I appreciate the call.
One more call before we hit our next timeout. Bruce is with us. Bruce, how are we doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
In regards to the trade acquisitions, I just have one small thing. And before I do that, I'll cite Paul Hamilton. He says, when do you pick up guys? You pick up guys in the offseason. Mm-hmm. What did Bean do? He got Ogunjobi. He got Hoyt. You know, and Hoyt is a difference maker. And there's not another guy like him that you're going to get at a trade acquisition. And if you do, you're going to pay out the nose for it. So, I fall on this. I say to myself, in the history of the NFL, name me one individual that was acquired at the trade deadline that made such a difference they won a Super Bowl. And I'll wait for an answer because there isn't one.
It's Von. Von Miller with the Rams. Is kind of the one I can go to.
Yes.
But Bruce, I think your point though is fairly correct in the sense of you built through the offseason. That's where the better guys are available. I'm a big draft junkie with the first, second mm-hmm. round talent. You want them to be those guys. But I think Bruce's point is right. Von's the one I can think of, but that also was the Rams. We're good. We're pushing all of our chips in now, and we have the cap space to bring in that caliber of player.
There's also circumstance to this. Ready? What did I say to start the show? I lament that the Jets were the team that was selling off pieces.
Yeah.
If there's a team having a fire sale that's not within the AFC East, tell me the Bills aren't in on something.
May not get done, but yeah.
They may not get done, but they're probably in on something. Because the teams that they trade with are Indianapolis, the one AFC contender that really buys.
And that is a good point. I know Jeremy brought it up too, and we got to hit a break here, but that is also a good thing to bring up is that Denver didn't really do anything. Kansas City didn't really do anything. Baltimore added whatever pass rusher, I think for like a seventh round pick.
Denver probably
no one
would have
really
loved to get
did
Myers.
Anything.
Yeah. Denver would have loved probably adding a wide receiver like Myers on the trade market.
Mm-hmm.
Only two receivers even get dealt. The market was weird. And if the Jets were not in the AFC East, tell me that Quinn and Williams don't look so tantalizing on that kind of idea.
803-0550, the number two call. Sal Capaccio up next when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.